The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. His faithful Filipino valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure Credit for Murder. The Green Hornet strikes again. Have a dog? The Army is asking patriotic citizens to enlist dogs to be trained for scout duty with troops in combat zones. The Army urgently needs 500 dogs right now. Do you have a large, healthy dog such as a German Shepherd, Belgian Sheepdog, Doberman Pinscher, Farm-type Collie, Airedale, or Giant Schnauzer, or a positive cross of any of these breeds? Qualifications, 14 months to 3 1/2 years of age. Weight, 55 to 85 pounds, male or female. Wire or write details to the Quartermaster General, Washington 25, D.C. Enlist your dog for war. And now, the Green Hornet. Thick gray fog along the waterfront swirled with clutching tendrils about the sleek, powerful car as it stopped before one of the waterfront warehouses. And the same thick gray fog hung like a concealing cloak about the shoulders of the two mysterious figures who left the car and moved quickly and silently toward the office entrance facing the dock in the rear.
Men not be expecting a visit from Green Hornet, Mr. Britt. Else he have someone watching.
Could be someone on guard on the inside, Cato. We'll soon know.
Door to office faces dock. We on the dock now.
Yes, and don't make a sound. I want to catch Dayton off guard.
Why you think Dayton head of jewel smuggler?
I'll tell you later. Come on, we'll try the outside door. The office is at the top of the stairs. You wait here, I'll go face Dayton.
I hear a shot.
Yeah, it came from up in the office.
Wait. Police coming in from outside.
Then Dayton was expecting the Hornet. Come on, we've got to get out of here before we're trapped.
Must hurry. Hurry.
Black Beauty. Come on. I'll drive.
They're coming. Narrow escape, Mr. Britt.
Too narrow, Cato. That shot from inside must have been a signal to the police.
You not say why you go after Dayton.
I didn't get a chance to tell you, Cato. But due to a phone call I received at the office late this afternoon, I was going over a news item for the late edition of the Sentinel with Axford when the dictaphone buzzed. Hello?
There's a Mr. Dayton calling, Mr. Reed. He says it's important.
All right, Miss Case, put him on.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Reed, publisher of the Daily Sentinel?
That's right.
My name is Dayton, Edgar Dayton of the Dayton Importing Company on Water Street.
What can I do for you, Mr. Dayton?
Your paper's been carrying the story about the sudden flood of commercial diamonds which are being smuggled into the country.
That's right.
According to the authorities, the stones are being brought into port in this city. As an importer of such diamonds, the smuggling has hit my business pretty hard. Those stones sell much cheaper than the ones I pay duty on.
I can understand that. But why do you call me?
I think I know who's bringing in those diamonds.
Oh, really? Well, then why not tell the authorities?
I will, of course. But since you have a standing reward for the Green Hornet...
The Green Hornet?
Yes. I believe he's the leader of the gang.
Well, why do you think that?
Well, listen. Last night, a small powerboat approached our dock on Water Street. Just after I'd put out my office light and was on my way out.
Go on.
I went back to my desk and got a gun I keep there. Then I went downstairs onto the dock and stood in the shadows while the boat made fast.
Well?
Three men got out of the boat. They were using a flashlight. Suddenly its beam fell upon the face of one of them, and he wore the mask of the Green Hornet.
He did, eh?
Yes. I ran forward with a gun in my hand. They jumped into the boat and left the dock. I fired after them, but without results.
So you think it was the Green Hornet bringing in some of these smuggled stones, is that it?
I'm sure of it. I knew your paper would be interested in the story.
Well, if it happened last night, why did you wait to call?
Well, I didn't realize until I read the editorial in the Sentinel today about the smuggling that that must have been the purpose of the boat landing there. Our dock is one of the few left unguarded at night.
I see. Then you didn't call the authorities?
No, I thought at first I might have been mistaken. But after thinking it over, I'm sure it was the Hornet.
Well, that's very interesting, Mr. Dayton. Thank you for calling.
Oh, not at all. I knew you'd be interested to get a lead on the Hornet and to publish the fact that he's the leader of the smugglers.
Well, have you any proof he was bringing in smuggled diamonds?
Well, yes, I have. Today I picked up a small stone right at the point in the dock where they got out of the boat.
I see. Well, you'd better report to the authorities, and we'll handle the story in our own way.
Well, don't forget me on the reward. Oh, one thing more. You'd better not mention my name. I work a great deal at night in my office at the warehouse. It might not be safe.
I understand. Well, thanks again for phoning me.
Well, you're welcome, Mr. Reed. Bye.
Bye.
What is it, Reed? Something about them smugglers?
Yes, Axford. A man named Dayton says he has proof the Green Hornet's involved.
Suffering snakes! The Hornet, you say?
That's right. It says he saw the Hornet trying to land at a dock on Water Street. Dayton's going to report it to the police.
Say no. That'll sure make good copy for the next edition.
Well, ordinarily it would, Axford. But the story needs further checking before we stick our necks out. After all, he could have been mistaken about seeing the Green Hornet down at the dock. And somehow...
Then you think Dayton deliberately tell lie to throw blame on Hornet, Mr. Britt?
Yes, and with a purpose. Though we know his story can't be true.
Yes, that's right. Tonight you go there to get truth, perhaps?
Right. I figure Dayton himself might be the head of the gang. His company finances aren't so hot, and being a dealer in commercial
diamonds...
Yes,
items... I understand. He be in position to know where to get them, then try to bring them in without duty.
Right.
It looked like he tell police same story.
Well, Axford could have been the one to tell the police. I doubt if Dayton did call them. Anyway, he's put them hot on the trail of the Hornet.
You try to get to Dayton again?
It may take a little time, Cato. But sometime within the next 24 hours, the Green Hornet's going to face Dayton and get the truth from him. And I believe the truth will be that he's at the head of the gang of smugglers.
Well, Axford, you should have gone along with the boys I sent down to Dayton's dock. There hasn't been anything else doing around here tonight.
Ah, you sent them on a wild goose chase to my way of thinking. Like Reed said today, Dayton must have just thought he saw the Hornet there, Sarge.
Maybe so, but we ain't taking any chances. If I didn't send them out and... Police headquarters, Sergeant Burke talking. Oh, it's you, Cassidy. What are you... What's that? Holy smoke! Sure! Sure, wait there till I come down. I'll be there in a jiffy. So long.
What's up, Sarge? Did they
find... What's up, you say? Plenty. The Green Hornet showed up at Dayton's place again.
What?
Cassidy says they heard a shot, then saw the Hornet run out of the door at the foot of the office stairs. When they went up to Dayton's office, they found Dayton dead.
You mean that
murdered by the Green Hornet. That's what he means.
Holy mackerel, let me get that phone quick. That'll be a scoop for the Sentinel. And will Reed's face be red for missing a guess on that one?
Green Hornet.
Here you are, lady.
Edgar Dayton sat down in office. Read all about it.
Here you are, sir.
Please,
Hornet. Hi, Reed. Good morning, Casey.
Morning, Axford.
Well, barging right in as usual. Axford?
Sure. And why not? Ain't I the one who gets the scoops around here, Casey?
Ha. Huh.
You can't deny that I got
now, we know, Axford, you gave us the lead on the Dayton murder last night. You've mentioned that before.
No, Reed, you needn't be touchy just because you thought yesterday that Dayton was mistaken about seeing the Hornet near his dock.
You've got me there, all right.
You know, that Hornet must have figured Dayton tipped off the cop, so he went back and bumped the guy off.
Well, I suppose the police have positive proof it was the Hornet.
Proof, you say? Didn't they see him leaving the building? Didn't they have...
We're convinced, Axford. Now all you have to do is help the police catch him.
Catch that spalpeen? The only way that guy'll be caught is for one of his gang to turn him in for the reward or something. He's sure a slippery devil.
But we've always heard that the Hornet's a lone wolf, Axford. He's not known to have a gang.
Don't forget, Reed. Dayton himself told you he saw the Hornet get out of that boat with two other guys. Remember?
Yes. Yes, he did tell me that, Axford. I'd forgotten.
In the past, the Hornet's always double-crossed those he worked with, didn't he?
Sure. And he'll maybe do the same this time if the cops should get a lead and start closing in. He's wanted for murder. So they'll keep hunting till they do get a lead.
Well, I hope they catch him this time, the killer.
Well, it's easy to see he'd get no sympathy from you.
Nor from me either, Reed. I'd wring his neck with me own hands if I could get close enough. The manager of Dayton's company, a guy named Craddock, was so upset when he came to identify Dayton that he swore he'd hound cops' headquarters till they get that murder.
Well, I guess he has reason to be upset. Dayton's company's about on the rocks, and that man Craddock stands to be out of a job now.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, I'm going along to headquarters, Reed. If anything breaks, I'll let you know.
Be sure you do, Axford. Goodbye.
So long.
Oh, you home early tonight, Mr. Britt?
Yes, I came home early for a reason, Cato.
Reason have something to do with Dayton murder, perhaps?
Right.
There's not any doubt that someone posed as Green Hornet to smuggle diamonds. Also, same one to blame for murder of Dayton.
Right again.
What do you think of doing, Mr. Britt?
Well, I've been going over in my mind the various angles of the case. I've been trying to figure out what the motive might have been for killing Dayton.
Maybe a man who posed as Hornet think Dayton recognized him last night.
Could be. Yet I still think Dayton was overly anxious to throw the blame for the smuggling on the Hornet.
You think he mixed up with smugglers?
It's possible. So far, we've no clue that points that way.
But it'd help if real Green Hornet have way of finding out where imposter is hiding.
Something Axford said today gave me an idea.
What Axford say?
Well, he said the Hornet would never be caught unless one of his gang turned him in for the Sentinel reward.
But what...
Cato, Dayton told me over the phone that the man he identified as the Hornet was with two other men at the dock.
So?
There's not much honor among thieves, Cato. I have a plan that may work with your help. If it does work out as I hope, the smuggler and killer who's posing as the Green Hornet will answer to the real Green Hornet before the night's over.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment. Here's a special message from the Fighting Coast Guard to patriotic young men of America. Have you just turned 17, young fellow? Then opportunity is yours. The United States Coast Guard is now accepting enlistment applications from 17-year-olds. As a Coast Guard apprentice seaman, you'll receive the finest of training, splendid advancement opportunities, and a share in servicemen's post-war advantages. So if you're 17, with 3 years of high school, see your nearest Coast Guard recruiting officer now. And now, back to the Green Hornet. Britt Reed quickly outlined his plan to Cato. A short time later, the phone rang on the desk of the city editor of the Daily Sentinel.
City desk.
Kinnegan speaking. Yes, this is the Daily Sentinel. You're talking to the city editor. You what? Hold on, hold on. I can't catch what you're trying to say. Can't you speak plainer? You want to know what? Yes, there's a reward for the Hornet's capture. $25,000. Yes, that's right. Why? Do you know anything that... What? You're one of his gang, you say? And you're going to tell... Wait a minute. Why can't you tell me now? Yeah, but... Hey, don't hang up. Well, of all the...
What's up, Daniel?
Oh, plenty. Some mug just phoned, said he was one of the Hornet's gang. Asked about the reward. Said he'd call back later tonight and tip us off to where to find the Green Hornet.
Honest? No kidding?
Do I sound like I'm kidding? Get me a copy boy. I want a rewrite man. Somebody get Corp headquarters on the phone for me. Hurry up!
Later that evening, in an apartment in another part of the city...
Hey, Spike. When's the boss coming back?
How do I know, Joe? Don't bother me. Can't you see him reading the paper?
Yeah, so what? Can't you be sociable once in a while?
Shut up.
When do you think we'll be going out again?
When the boss gets ready, and not before. He can't pull that horny gag with all the coppers in the city on the prowl, can he?
Okay, so he's gonna lay low. But it gets kind of monotonous just sitting around waiting.
So it's monotonous. So what? Look, why don't you learn yourself something by reading instead of...
Huh? What's the matter? What do you see in the paper?
Nothing, Joe. Nothing at all.
Hey, you can't kid me, Spike. You saw something.
All right. I saw something. Can't a guy get a little excited over the baseball scores without some mug like you trying to...
Ah, baloney. Is that all? You get acting like a dope over things like that.
Skip it. It's kind of monotonous, like you said, Joe. Guess I'll run down the pool room and try to wrangle him out of a pack of cigarettes. That won't be long.
Guess I'll go along with you.
Stay here. I'll be right back.
Hey, I got some cigarettes. You don't have to go on.
What's the matter, Dopey? Afraid to stay here alone? Or will you miss my company so much?
Go bust a leg for all I care.
So long, sucker.
I didn't like the way he said that, and he's acting kind of funny, too. Maybe I just better stroll down and take a gander. Spike's up to something, and whatever it is, it ain't good.
Hi, Lefty.
Hi. Want to play a game tonight?
No, I have to make a phone call, that's all.
See that story again. Hornet expose expected. Man identifying himself as an accomplice. Green Hornet telephoned the Daily Sentinel early tonight and promised in return for police immunity and the reward of $25,000 to tip off the Sentinel later tonight after the Hornet's whereabouts. It sure did give me an idea. Well... here goes. I get the 25 grand, you get a fake hornet, and the boss will get the works. He ain't as smart as he thinks he is after all.
Where have you been, Joe? Where's Spike?
Boss, I'm sure glad you came in. I got some dope that'll make you burn up.
What's happened?
I gotta talk fast before Spike gets back. Boss, Spike was acting funny. Went down to the pool room. I follow him, see?
Go on.
He's in the phone booth, so I get close and listen. Boss, so help me, he's giving you the double cross. No fooling.
Give it to me straight. Hurry.
Spike was phoning a newspaper. The Sentinel, I heard him say. He tipped him off where we are, said they'd find the Hornet here, and he was gonna collect a reward after they picked you up.
So Spike did that?
Yeah. Now look, don't tell him I told you. You know how he is.
Quiet.
I wanna...
Here he comes.
Oh, hiya, boss. About time you got here. We've been waiting all evening, ain't we, Joe?
Yeah, Spike. That's right.
What's eating you, Joe? Weren't you going to say hello, boss? Hey, what is this?
Can't you guess, Spike? Just one guess?
Well, I ain't good at guessing, boss.
No one can pull a double cross on me, Spike.
What are you talking about? Hey, Joe. Joe, what have you been telling the
boss?
Go
on, sucker. You'll beat your gums for the last time, see?
I had enough of your guff, and when I heard your phone that tip to the satellite...
Why,
I...
oh, you... Spike.
You don't have to pull a rod on me, boss. Joe's got it in for me, that's all. He's been lying to you.
Spike, the cops will come here because of your tip. They'll expect to find the Hornet you told them about. Instead, they'll find you. And the Hornet will get the blame.
Hey, wait a minute, boss. You
sorry,
can't...
Spike, this is it.
No, don't!
Mr. Reed's apartment.
Let me speak to Reed, quick.
Just a minute. It's expert for you, Mr. Britt.
Oh. Hello, what's up?
Reed, I'm at Cops Headquarters. Gallagher just called in and said a tip came a while ago about the Green Hornet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm going to the place for Sarge right now. I'll call you back in about a half an hour. They'll have the guy by then, we hope.
Yeah, let's hope. Well, I'll be waiting to hear what happens, Axford. Be sure to call me back.
That I will. Gotta go now. You'll be hearing from me in a half an hour, like I said. So long, Reed.
Goodbye.
What news Axford has?
Our plan worked, Cato. One of that fake Hornet's gang pulled a double cross and phoned the Sentinel.
You going to place as real Green Hornet?
No, the police can handle it. We'll wait here until we hear from Axford again. He promised to call back in half an hour. I'll be anxious to know what happened. Oh, I'll take it, Cato. Hello?
Reed, this is me again.
Well?
Wait till you hear. We got to the place, but the Hornet wasn't there.
Oh, so that tip wasn't on the level after all, huh?
It was on the level, all right, Reed. But the guy who gave it didn't live to profit by it.
What do you mean?
We found him dead as a doornail, Reed, with a printed note stuck on him saying, "Dead rats can't squeal." And it was signed the Green Hornet. Now, what do you think of that?
Well, that's pretty bad, Axford. Did you phone the rewrite desk?
Sure. They'll have extras out in no time. Well, I gotta go. Sarge is raving, and not a clue where that killer went to either. See you later, Reed.
Right. Goodbye.
News not good?
I'll say not. That killer has another murder marked up against the Green Hornet.
You must do something, quick.
Yes. Now, kid, I've been thinking, and I've come to a conclusion. The same man who pulled off the second murder killed Dayton. He left a note on this last chap. Dead rats can't squeal.
So?
So I think he felt the same way about Dayton. Must have been someone Dayton knew well. Now, Dayton's story to me about the Hornet and his two pals being driven away by him alone, and that point about finding a single small diamond on the dock, it was all too pat.
Then you think Dayton in with killer on smuggling? Maybe threatened to expose fake Hornet?
Yes. And I've decided where to go to find that killer. We'll leave right now.
We take Black Beauty?
Right. Since that phony wants to play Hornet, I'll let him see the Green Hornet in action. Let's go.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, superpowered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
You think perhaps it's risky for Green Hornet to go out now? Police be watching everywhere, Mr. Britt.
We'll have to take that risk, Cato. I can't stand by and let that killer get away with two murders, not to mention the smuggling, all of which has been blamed on the Hornet. Since I figured the whole thing out, I'm going to stop him once and for all, right now.
Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
We got all this stuff now, boys.
Good. Take the files down to the boat and head for our hideout down the bay. Pick up an armful. Let's get going.
Did you get the stuff out of the safe, boys?
Of course. Come on. If anyone happens to spot us leaving here, they'll see my mask and blame this on the Hornet, too. Open the door. You have one hand free.
Right.
Going someplace?
Look, boss. The Green Hornet.
Smash him, Joe, quick.
I'll do the smashing around here now.
Oh, take these, Hornet.
The poor tri-killer, and I hate people who pass themselves off as the Hornet. Come here, you.
Let go, you're joking
reaching
me.
Reaching for a gun, huh? not for the sock you deserve.
No.
And there's a bit of gas to top that off.
Wait
a
minute.
You not need help, look like.
No, I needed that workout. I get to the phone over there and call the police. Then we'll get back home. I'm tired.
I get police right away. They get big surprise if you not take mask off killer.
Well, the surprise will do them good. At least they won't blame the Green Hornet for murder. Now call them and hurry.
Came from Dayton's office, all right. No telling what we'll find here. The light's still on. Great day, look at here.
Holy cross, Arch, it's him. Stretched out cold. The Green Hornet himself.
I can't believe it, Oxford. Boys, take a good look. That guy lying there means a big reward for all of us. And promotions besides.
Something snakes. Reed will make me associate editor or something when I bring in this scoop. Hey, Sarge, that's funny.
What's funny?
Look on that guy's forehead. It's one of his own seals. The seal of the Green Hornet.
What's that you say?
Wish now. Can't you see? There it is.
Get that mask off him. I have a hunch.
Do I dare know? Well, there. Hey, look.
That's Craddock. Hey. Dayton's manager.
Then he's the Green Hornet.
Where am I, huh? Hey, don't let him hit me again.
So you come too, huh? Don't let who hit you?
The Hornet.
You mean Craddock hit you?
Craddock? Yeah, that bum ain't the Hornet. I mean the real Hornet. Look, Sarge, if you don't let him get to me, I'll talk. Honest, I'll shoot the works.
I'll say you will. I'll bet as soon as we get this mug to talk, we'll have the lowdown on Dayton's killer.
Sure. Craddock did it. And the diamond smuggling, too. Dayton was in on it, and he was going to squeal.
Take him away, boys. I've heard enough. The customs officials will get the details from them.
There goes me biggest scoop. We ain't got the Hornet at all.
And what about my promotion? And the reward and all. Oh, well, the police will get credit for solving two murders within 24 hours and for catching the smugglers to boot.
You hear that? Maybe the cops will get the credit. But there goes the guy who'll have the last laugh. The real Green Hornet.
Your home with coal? Then here's an important message. Avoid hardship to yourself and family next winter by laying away an adequate supply of coal now. The Solid Fuels Administration is asking all domestic consumers of coal to order their winter fuel now and to accept such kinds and sizes of fuel as are suggested by the dealers. By accepting now the kinds and sizes of fuel your dealer can deliver instead of waiting in what appears to be a forlorn hope for preferred kinds of fuel, you can at least assure yourself of an adequate supply for your next winter's need. Play safe. Prevent hardship next winter by ordering your fuel now. Be sure to listen to the Green Hornet next week at this time. These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious. Henry Stambaugh speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.